This is really an interesting conversation to me of what makes a P3 different in Texas. Now, the industry model takes, a more sophisticated approach when it comes to P3s, and it's contractual. In Texas, we like real estate. We like to think in terms of land, and so our model is much more real estate based. There's a lot of reasons for that we'll get into, but I've got these two different examples here that show the difference between what you might see in a more sophisticated P3 market versus what we're seeing in Texas. And I will just say anecdotally that universities tend to be a lot more forward-thinking when it comes to structuring these projects for various reasons. I think they have more latitude and more discretion. There's not as many political interests that are at war with each other in a university as there might be at a local government. And so you see this industry model here more commonly with universities. But with a contractual approach, you've got a very refined procurement that says we're going to go and we're looking for somebody to design, build, finance, operate, and maintain this building. We're going to own it, but you're going to do all the work. And so at the end of the day, you're going to have a contract. That contract tells this private developer, you know, what specs they need to build that building to, how it needs to perform, you know, and it will get down to the very slightest detail of, you know, what temperature that the HVAC system has to keep the rooms cool to, or the number of lumens that a meeting room has to be lit to. And then there's a third-party evaluator that can evaluate performance, and based on that performance, there's a payout. So that private developer is highly incentivized to maintain that to the proper standard. In Texas, for a number of reasons we'll discuss, it's very different. We'll start out with an RFP for a ground lease. We're looking for a developer to whom we will lease this site, but the lease is going to be restricted. We want you to build this specific project for us. And so that lease will have design parameters. It will have specifications. It will tell the developer exactly what they need to do to comply with the terms of the lease, and it's limited to that purpose. So it is a possessory interest, but it's only for the sole purpose of building and owning this specific facility. So at the end of that construction period in Texas, usually what you'll see is that lease may terminate and those improvements will revert back to the city. Or maybe that private owner continues to own that facility, but they'll lease it back to the county or the city. Or maybe there's not a lease back. Maybe it's like the hotel we have here in Austin, where it's a private corporation owned by the city, but continues to own and maintain that building. But there's usually some sort of real estate transaction that takes place at the end of construction. So the reasons for that, I think you've first got to look at our statutory framework. We've got Chapter 2269 of the Texas Government Code that discusses how to go about procuring design and construction services. Then you have Chapter 252 of the Local Government Code that tells the city how they should go about procuring an O&M contract. These statutes don't really account for one another. There's no overlap between them. So if a city is looking for somebody to build and maintain a facility for them, it raises a question, well, how do I procure this? Is it a 2269 procurement or is it a 2252 procurement? It's not very clear. In fact, some would argue that you can't take into account a private developer's ability to operate and maintain a facility when doing a design build procurement. It's just not a factor that should be in consideration under 2269. So a ground lease is just an effective way to kind of answer that question. There's nothing really in the government code or the local government code that says how to procure a ground lease, a specialized ground lease. It's just a conveyance of property. So I think that's the major reason. Another reason is financing, and you see that a lot for some reason here in Texas. Banks really understand ground leases. They're easy to understand, and you can put a mortgage on it, and you go get a loan from it. So it's something that developers are really comfortable with.